Consciousness, only brief and transitory glimpses. We see, we mount up in the high realms of glory, and then just as suddenly the veil is again covering the whole. While we undergo more of the processing which shall prepare us for the complete fulfillment of his reality, thus we are made to realize again and again the tremendous need for knowledge, that we might know him, truly know our God. Daniel 11, verse 32 declared, "The people that do know their God shall be strong. Herein shall lay our strength for today, in our knowledge of him, his purpose, his perfect control of all situations, so that we fear not the circumstances, but we recognize that he is Lord over all the circumstances. To be sure, there are depths that we cannot plumb into all at once, but we are confident that the Holy Spirit shall quicken that which is needed. For when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. It is a sovereign work of his grace to bring us into that knowledge whereby we know that we have that life which shall abide all ages, and that we might believe into the name of the Son of God. With the stability of the knowledge which the Spirit imparts, we have a basis for faith to continue in its progression, that we might believe into the name of the Son of God." Not just believing on the name, but believing that there is a name, but believing into the name, until we are fully merged into oneness with that name, that nature. Yes, until we become the manifestation of that name. Furthermore, listen, believing is an action that leads into knowing. Believing is an action which leads into knowing, a state of being where we know that we know and are steadfast, and we are able to say, "I know in whom I have believed, for this is life age abiding, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent." Praise you, God. Praise you, God. Lord, let us redeem the time. Let us redeem the time. Redeem the time, Father, as you look up that word redeem, I think it means to buy it back. To buy it back. We thank you, Lord, for this word. We believe this word is from you, Lord. There's nothing more that you can do. Your word is true. Your word bears life. Your word bears fruit. In your word is strength if we receive it and if we believe into it. You're doing all you can do. You're doing your part, Father. You're infusing us with this word. All you require of us is to believe into this word, into that name. Paul said, "All those who believed entered into rest." And that's what we want to do, Father. We want to enter into this seventh day of rest, Father, where you ascend upon our throne, Father. And Father, everything we do, we know that it's you doing it through us in that day. That you will be exalted in that day, the day of the Lord. And I believe, Father, we are entering into the day of the Lord, where you're going to stand up and be exalted above all the nations and above all things, that you would be glorified. We thank you, Father. Bless your people, Lord. Father, let the baptism of fire fall on this place. And let it consume everything, Lord, that stands between our relationship and you. Father, that we may go forth from this place with a greater knowledge. For your glory, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Do you have a song or? Cynthia's going to do one song, and I think we're going to be eating here, honey. We're not going to be eating here. Okay. Okay. Why did I think we were eating here? Okay.
Just ordinary. God uses ordinary people. He chooses people just like you and me, who are willing to do everything that He commands. God uses people who will give their all. No matter how small your all may seem to you, because little becomes much when you place it in the Master's hands. It's ordinary people. My God uses plain old ordinary people. He chooses people just like you and me, who are willing to do as He commands. Oh yes, He chooses people who will give Him their all. No matter how small your all may seem to you, because little becomes much as you place it in the Master's hand. Just like that little lad who gave Jesus all he had, how the multitude was fed with the fish and the loaves of bread. What you have may not seem much, but when you yield it to the touch of the Master's loving hand, then you'll understand how your life will never be the same. It's ordinary people. My God uses plain old ordinary people. He chooses people just like me and you, who are willing to do everything that He commands. Oh yes, God uses people who will give Him their all. No matter how small your all may seem to you, because little becomes much as you place it in the Master's hand. All you have to do is give your everything to Jesus. Yay! Little becomes much as you place it in the Master's hand. Zion is calling me to a higher place of praise, to stand on the mountain and to magnify His name, to tell all the people in every nation that He reigns. Zion is calling me. Zion is calling me. Zion is calling me to a higher place of praise.
Somebody, in the name of the Lord, praise God.